The Red River Farm Network. The decision to raise continuous corn can help the producer's bottom line, but it's not without its risks. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
Speaking with Pioneer Field agronomist Eric Rice. Eric, what are some of the reasons that a farmer or corn producer might choose to go corn on corn growing?
I think it's all income-based. They're making more money on corn, and a lot of them are set up with large equipment for corn. And once you're set up that way, soybeans are almost a cover crop, just rotation type thing, so that they can grow corn again. Now that we understand management of it better, varieties are better, there's just less loss in a corn-on-corn year, you might say.
Follow the money, as they say.
That's right.
What sort of suggestions or recommendations would you have for someone who's starting to do corn-on-corn or going into corn-on-corn?
Any kind of continuous corn situation. You just need to understand the extra stress that's put on that crop going year after year with the same type of thing. There's just a multitude of stresses, whether it's nutrient availability, disease, insects, just moisture needs, and a lot of different stresses that are involved in growing a continuous corn-on-corn situation.
Okay, did we miss anything? Anything else we should be talking about here for corn-on-corn growers, Eric?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think nutrients are a big deal. Variety selection is a big deal. Knowing your soils is a big deal. And then just management of it all is the keys to it. So you can lose as little as 0% year over year on yield. And in some cases, extreme, you could lose 30 or more percent. So it is a very finite opportunity, I guess you could say.
That was Pioneer Field Agronomist Eric Rice. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
The NDS